Okay, we're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor, and our special guest, attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. You are the person to go to if I was going to negotiate a gas lease or buy a property that has a gas lease. And you've been doing this for quite some time?
Yeah, it started off in 2007 and have kind of been doing it almost pretty much on a daily basis since then, and especially in the last couple years, doing it all across the state, not just northeastern Pennsylvania, but across the state.
And you have your own radio show on gas leases, and you have a lot of information. And I know that you don't consider yourself an expert, but you're the closest thing to an expert that I know. And we were talking about selling properties with a gas lease, which would be included in the sale, or some. A lot of times people are selling properties and they're retaining the rights to these royalties, future royalties. And tell me about if somebody negotiated a lease without, say, an attorney involved or had anybody review it or they didn't counsel anybody, how are there problems that can arise in a situation like that? What do you see that happens?
Certainly there are problems that can arise. And my thought is this, and certainly everybody shouldn't or doesn't need to come and run to me and to call me. But I absolutely believe that all landowners are going to benefit if they have some experienced and knowledgeable counsel that are going to help them with their negotiations. There's one part of it is negotiating the terms of the lease and what you have in your lease. Another part is to understand what you do have in your lease and what you do not have in your lease. And somebody who's experienced in negotiating and understanding the market and dealing with these leases are going to be able to make sure that you maximize the financial terms of the lease, but also the property protections and protections that can impact you in the future and preserve additional financial compensation. Not just royalties, but the way the royalty provision is worded. There's so many intricacies the way provisions can be written and worded. And a lot of times, it's not just simply, too, well, I've gone to an attorney, my attorney looked at it. If your attorney just does something else and all of a sudden looks at your gas lease, he or she probably is not going to be able to help you very much with regard to what you have and what you don't have and to interpret it. And my belief is that education is the key and information is the key. And you want to make sure that you go to somebody that has good quality information, that has credible information and experience, and understand, you know, not only what is in the lease, but what is not in the lease and what you don't have. You could negotiate for months and you could try to get certain terms or provisions and not be able to get them. And then you have to make a decision. Do I want to go ahead and sign this gas lease, or am I not satisfied and I'm just going to go ahead and wait? And so it's so critical to understand what you don't have. And what does it mean by not having these terms? Because it's not just simply, oh, yeah, I had a lawyer or I negotiated it. It's to understand it. And you see more and more. And an interesting thing for me in doing the leases going back to 2007, 2008, seeing now the development part, to see how these leases are used and interpreted. And we knew things that we needed to protect and we knew things that we needed to do. But really, they've come to light as to how important they are. So it's critical for all landowners to seek knowledgeable counsel who's experienced that can really explain what they have and do not have. It's just absolutely critical, because a lot of people, this is going to be the biggest asset that they ever have in their lives. And we're talking about potentially hundreds of thousands and millions, literally millions of dollars. So you need to make the right decision, and you need to get high quality information when you're going to do that.
So true. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with attorney Doug Clark. How would we go about reaching you if we wanted to talk to you?
Anybody can always contact me anytime by telephone at 570-307-0702. And I welcome everybody to check out the websites. If you're interested at all in the Marcellus Shale development, our websites are extremely popular. They have a lot of great and, again, credible and valuable information for landowners. They are pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com.
Great. Now, the lease that the gas companies want landowners to sign, typically aren't really in favor of the landowner?
Well, I mean, absolutely. It's starting off that pretty much every company, if you just imagine, if they're coming to you to sign something the first time, is it going to be to your benefit or are they going to design it to their benefit? Well, obviously, you know, they're going to do it for their benefit. So most companies will have a form or a boilerplate lease that they'll come and they'll give to the landowner and try to get them to sign. Now, over time, landowners have become more sophisticated and better educated, and that's a lot of times whenever somebody would maybe give me a call or ask for additional terms. And that's another thing where you got to watch out, because landowners become educated and become more sophisticated and learn of terms that they want, but the gas companies are pretty smart too.
Sure.
So they go and you may say, hey, I want a pew clause in my contract. Well, the gas company will come back the next time with a pew clause. The landman will come and say, hey, I got you this pew clause. But all pew clauses aren't the same.
And what is a pew clause?
Well, we could do a show on that. A pew clause says that after, and to give you the easiest version that I can, a pure pew provision, and it could be modified, and that's my point. It would say that after, for example, if you had a five-year lease, it would say that after 5 years, if you had 100 acres and only, say, 50 of those 100 acres were placed in a production unit, that remaining 50 acres of mineral rights would come back to you, or gas rights would go back to you. You could then release them to another company or keep them or do whatever you want. The idea is that you want to have as many acres in production to get the royalties.
Sure.
And you don't want to have your property being held. Say you had a farm that had 300 acres, but only 10 acres were in a unit. Your entire property would be held by that 10 acres. A pew clause would prevent that and kind of force the company either to give you your rights back with the unused acreage, or in the alternative, they would have to use it all, which would be a lot more money for you in the future. But back to the point, the companies, what they'll do is they'll say, hey, here's a pew clause, but that pew clause may not be the pure form that we talked about. And a lot of times, it might not even apply at all to the property, because they'll put various condition precedents in that'll have to take effect before the landowner will actually get that benefit.
Okay.
Why, I need a lawyer.
Right, exactly.
I would never enter into any of this stuff without a lawyer. Right? As a landlord, I make it my tenant sign a lease. Who's it benefiting?
Right.
Right? It protects me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the gas company.
Yeah, and it's the same with all the contracts, and it just makes sense. You know, they're in the business, they're doing this all across the country. They didn't just start in Pennsylvania. I mean, they're doing this in Oklahoma, Texas, Western Pennsylvania for many years. And these guys, you know, obviously they're very bright. They have very bright lawyers, and it's, you know, the landowners need to become educated, and that's the whole purpose of everything that I preach. But then also to make sure that you get good assistance, because they're there for themselves, and they want to be good neighbors at times and things like that, but I can put you in touch with thousands of people to call the office that have problems and complaints about their old leases and are unhappy.
I could only imagine, but I'm thinking about, there's so much in these leases: well pad placement, pipelines, access roads, things of that nature, and that would affect, if I had a property and I was living there and I wanted to sign a gas lease and that's part of the gas lease, does that diminish my quality of life?
Well, it absolutely depends upon the person, and everybody has different viewpoints, but certainly, yes. I mean, I deal with large landowners, and I deal with very small landowners. I deal with occasional people. I just was looking at a lease this morning before I came here. Somebody had 2 acres and were just working on something, and the lesser acres you have, then you want to look at some other ideas. And certainly the first thing we look at is what's called a non-surface use lease or a non-development lease that says that the company can't come on the surface of the property. So that's going to certainly not affect the quality of your life so much. They may be drilling a bore that goes underneath your property 5,000 feet or so deep, but that's not going to be something that you're ever going to know about. And then you can get the benefit of potential royalties. So, you know, getting to the real estate side of things, that is a critical part of things, is what type of lease do you have and what type of lease do you want? And when I talk to landowners with the smaller acres, and I mean, not that 10 acres certainly is small, but certainly anything 10 acres less, and that's not a steadfast rule, I always fight as much as possible for a non-surface lease. And some landowners will say, oh, I don't care. I said, well, maybe you don't care now, but maybe your children might care. Or maybe if you go to sell the property and you have a non-surface lease there, maybe you don't intend on doing it now. But if you do in 20 years or your children do, somebody may be much more comfortable in buying a property where they know there's a non-surface lease in place and it's going to maintain the value or increase the value in the future. I do have to say, though, you have to be careful because even though something may be a non-surface lease now and you're a buyer and you say, okay, I'm going to buy this property, the seller is keeping the mineral rights or the gas rights, but there's a non-surface use lease on the property, so I'm pretty comfortable they're not going to come on the property, so I don't mind buying it. I just don't want anybody to come on the property. But there's nothing necessarily that stops that seller in the future once he sells the property, he or she, to go ahead and come back and to change their lease and make it a surface lease. So you got to watch out for that. It's certainly possible. Now, as development goes, and if you know there's wells all around, you can say, well, it doesn't look like they're going to develop there. But there's a lot of things that you have to consider. Just sitting there and saying, oh, the seller has a non-surface lease, I'm covered. Well, once the seller sells a property, they don't care what happens to the surface of the property.
Right. Excellent point. Yeah.
Let's throw a pipeline across the property. I don't care. I don't live there anymore.
Wow.
So there's a lot of concerns that you really need to think about. And I mean, there's so many things. And again, it comes on to education and it comes down to how important things are for that specific individual. If it's a cliff or a big hillside that you're only ever going to use for hunting, that's one thing. If it's an area you're going to develop and have property and have residents, that's going to be something else, a whole other set of circumstances and considerations.
Well, Doug, you are an expert. I don't care what you say.
You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here today talking about gas leases with attorney Doug Clark. And you've given us so much great information today and a lot to think about if one is selling or buying a property that has a gas lease. Would you be willing to come in another time to next week?
No, absolutely. I've talked about this on my radio show, and there's a lot of other points I would like to even talk about because I think they are critical and I think that would benefit, your listeners, and I'd have no problem in doing that whatsoever.
Yeah, we'd love that. Thank you so much. Before we close, we're going to review a tip. If you're thinking about selling your home, there are energy savers that you can install. Buyers are looking for homes today that are energy efficient. Some inexpensive items you may want to consider installing before placing your home on the market are low flush toilets, solar panels, water filtration systems, and insulated windows. You can set yourself apart from the competition, especially if you are an older home and you have these items. This can make a difference in getting your home from for sale to sold.
And you'll be using less gas.
Okay, that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Thank you very much.
And our special guest, attorney Doug Clark. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure.
We'll see you next week. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our website, jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com, to view our listings or to search the MLS. Thanks for listening and have a spectacular weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.